Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Dr. Catherine Kremblewski focuses on treating the whole patient, drawing from both traditional and alternative modalities using science-based therapies while acknowledging and nourishing the body-mind connection. She has a special interest in emotional and mental health, hormone regulation, autoimmune disorders, and musculoskeletal complaints. Catherine is a driven and compassionate doctor committed to achieving and maintaining results for her patients. Today, we're going to talk to Catherine about the gut and the health of the gut. So welcome, Catherine.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for pronouncing my name so correctly.
Oh, good. I got it right. That's great. So what we're learning so much about the microbiome and about the gut and the gut-brain health. Let us in on the latest.
So I think that really we've just, in the past, I think the recognition of how involved the digestive system is in many facets of our health, I think we really had just scratched the surface of it. And now, luckily, the gut has really started to gain recognition for its role in our health. And the really exciting part of the microbiome is that it's ever-evolving in terms of how much we know. So the latest research has really been focused on, how the immune system is so interrelated to the digestive system and how there's a massive percentage of immune cells within the small and large intestine. And most recently, there in the last, I'd say, year and a half, there's been a lot of wonderful emerging research connecting cognitive health, so mental, emotional health, anxiety, and depression with the health of the gut.
Mm-hmm. And so how do we, are we stuck with the microbiome we have? How do we change it to be healthier?
So, in a perfect world, we would, our bodies undergo, degradation and undergoes a lot of stress just based on living and breathing. Now, unfortunately, in the world we live in, our gut is even more exposed and compromised due to pollution and contaminated water and food. And so while we may have an immune system and a digestive system that it may be slightly, in need of some tweaking, there are lots of things we can do to improve our digestive health. And then, that leads us into better immune health and better mental, emotional health. So we can do that by way of proper eating, proper lifestyle. And then there are some wonderful supplements that we can, augment our lifestyle with.
And what does exercise do for the gut?
Exercise provides, I think it's, regardless of the new research that may come out touting the benefits of exercise, I think we're all convinced of it by now. That really allows a better oxygenation to the body. That's exercise in many different forms. And so that's also really important to the circulatory system in the gut, ensuring that there's proper motility of the food through the digestive system. That's all related to exercise. And it just optimizes generalized metabolism, which is going to be helpful in making sure that the transit time of our food is appropriate.
Okay. And, probiotics have been the buzzword for probably the last 5 years. People are really catching on about probiotics. What do probiotics need to work?
So probiotics, just as a just for definition's sake, probiotic is referring to, it actually means pro-life. And so the probiotics in our body are referring to the bacteria within the small and large intestine. And we have approximately 300 trillion bacteria and about 27,000 different species in the small and large intestine. So we're quite literally a walking ecosystem. And the bacteria in the gut and the different species all require certain things to live. But even in a perfect environment, they have their own lifespan. They have their own, expiry date, as it were. So the turnover of bacteria will vary based on, of course, the environment, but based on what we're putting in our body and everything like that. And so the bacteria in our gut will take a lot, will take food, what it needs to grow, cultivate, repopulate. They'll take a lot of that from our diet. So primarily fiber sources, but not all fiber will be prebiotic. And so we've, like you said, we've heard a lot about probiotics, but prebiotics are the food that the bacteria need in order to grow and to, again, colonize properly.
Okay. And in your practice, Catherine, what kind of probiotics and prebiotics do you suggest? How do you look for really good ones that are going to make a difference in your gut lining?
Well, without getting too specific, because I think often the species themselves can get very confusing, especially 27,000 different. But primarily in a healthy human gut flora, there are two main species, and they have, you know, thousands and thousands of subspecies. But that's Bifidobacterium and Lactobacillus. And so when I'm suggesting, this is, generally speaking with my patients, I will suggest a probiotic that contains both species. And I've really read a lot of compelling research as of late that suggests having a variety of different strains within one supplement. So we used to think that the more probiotics in a capsule, the better. So 50 billion, 100 billion, 500 trillion, I think the numbers can be quite shocking to people when we're talking about potency. But what I found is variance is actually more important than the dose. Of course, we need a large number to repopulate that 300 trillion, but we need to make sure that we're giving the body a variant. So I look for anywhere from 10 to 15 different strains in a probiotic supplement.
Okay. And if you're not ill, just trying to stay well, we don't need to look for such big numbers?
Well, usually when I'm counseling someone on their treatment plan and what our objective is and working together, I always like to establish timelines. So, you know, you're going to be taking this herb for this amount of time. You should expect to see these results. But a probiotic is something different. Even in the healthiest of patients, I suggest long-term use of probiotics in at least a 15 billion bacteria per capsule and still, you know, providing that variance. So still having 10 to 15 different strains in the capsule itself.
So all these larger strain or larger like billions, they don't harm to take day after day throughout the year?
Not that we have found so far.
Okay.
So that's the understanding is right now that the turnover of the bacteria, the existing bacteria in the gut, allows for daily supplementation with these types of numbers without causing some sort of negative repercussion with the microbiome. Now, there are some caveats to the use of probiotics. Not necessarily in general, but if we're looking at specific strains for specific ailments or diseases, there are circumstances that would warrant a more specific recommendation.
Okay. And when you spoke about prebiotics, Catherine, you said they're not actually created equal either. What are we looking in a prebiotic to feed all that good bacteria?
So a prebiotic is something that is that has a very specific subset of biochemical standards. And without getting into the specifics of that, we want to make sure that we are giving the bacteria proper fuel. And traditionally, that used to be by way of inulin or a soluble fiber. Soluble fibers are an important part of the diet, but we need to include both insoluble and soluble. So soluble would be something like psyllium. And in the past, we thought psyllium would be beneficial for creating bulk in the digestive system and acting like a fiber to move the food through the digestive system, but also as food for the probiotics. What we found is that is actually a very ineffective food. So specific foods will need to be chosen and specific fruits and vegetables. Phytonutrients are wonderful food for probiotics. So it's important to look for something that has been well researched if we're talking about a supplement. But getting prebiotics through food and fermented foods especially are a great way to do that.
Okay, we're going to have to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about the gut and fermented food.